Hey guys, welcome back to the pronunciation challenge. I'm Stephanie and nice to see you. So today, the title of the video we're talking about is called It's Okay Not to Be Okay. And that means everyone has different flaws and defects because no one is perfect. And that's what makes us unique and special, isn't it? So it's pretty essential for us to learn how to face our mistakes and try to correct them if possible. But if today your defect is some kind of natural born, maybe you should learn to accept it and embrace it. Because that's what we were given since we were born. So I think everyone should try to embrace and love what they have, no matter it's good or bad. So that's why it's important to have the ability to love yourself, because you have to love yourself first before you can love other people. So if today you feel depressed or stressed, don't be too frustrated, because everyone has this kind of time. So you are not alone and things will be fine someday. So just keep being optimistic and be positive. Share your feelings with other people, maybe your friends, maybe your families. Let other people help you out. Now let's look at the sentence today. And though positivity and resilience has its place, it feels like this sentiment is coming from a discomfort with negative emotions rather than prioritizing the process of healing or working through them. And to be honest, I'm just really tired of trying to mask my negative feelings. And though positivity and resilience has its place, it feels like this sentiment is coming from a discomfort with negative emotions rather than prioritizing the process of healing or working through them. And to be honest, I'm just really tired of trying to mask my negative feelings. Let's take a look at the first vocabulary. Positivity. Positivity 是确实的、积极的名词。 那它的形容词是来自于 positive。 positive这个字呢，常常听到。 那它主要的形容它可以形容很多东西， 但是它主要都是以正向那边为主， 所以它有确定的、确实的、 积极的，或者是在数学里面的正、正负数的正， 还有可能化学里面的阴性、阳性的阳性， 也叫做positive。 那其实在我们生活当中， 如果可以常常保持比较正面的情绪， 像是对事情保持好奇，或者是保持一个有爱的心情，就是可能可以让我们在生活当中比较快乐、比较明朗。这句话就可以这样子说。Positive emotions like curiosity or love make our life brighter and happier. 再来看一下下一个单字， resilience. Resilience这个字呢， 它的S 比较发， 第一个S比较发那个 Z的音， 那最后的C才会偏向S的音， 所以会念resilience。 那它的是适应跟弹性的名词。 那这个字来自于resile。 resile这个动词是 跳回或者是恢复活力， 恢复弹性的一个动作。 那它的形容词叫做 resilient， resilient 是有弹性的， 或者是说适应力强的。 那讲到适应力的话， 适应这个单字有另外一个很常用的单字叫做 adapt。 adapt这个字从后面会接to这个介系词， adapt to 什么东西， 就是说你去适应什么什么东西， 或者是你去适合什么东西。 所以像是我们出国用的那种转接头， 就叫做 adapter， 因为它可以让我们的 不同的插头去适应到另外一个地方的插座，所以就叫做 adapter。 那这边 假设你可能今天去到一间新学校，那开学的时候你发现你自己很难适应这间新学校，你就可以说 I'm finding it hard to adapt to my new school， 就是说你觉得很难去适应这个新学校的环境。再来看到下一个 sentiment， sentiment 是感情跟情绪还有看法。那跟这个字很像的有一个字叫做 emotion， emotion 大家应该比较常看到，那这两个字也还是有一点点差别在。 sentiment 这个字比起 emotion 它比较偏向多愁善感，比较感性一点的感觉。那 emotion 它可能包括喜怒哀乐各种不同的情绪跟情感，但 sentiment 会比较偏向多愁善感那一方面的感觉。那像我们有的时候心情不好的时候可能会影响到学习，所以我们觉得应该就是学习怎么去控制我们的情绪是很重要的。这个时候可以怎么说呢？你可以说 Sometimes a bad mood affects study, so we need to learn to control our emotions. 再来看到下一个单字 discomfort。Discomfort 它有不舒服跟不安的名词，那如果当作动词的话就是让别人不舒服或者是让别人感到不安就叫做 discomfort。 那它的相反词就是 comfort 嘛。那 comfort 这个字呢相反来说就是它名词里面有舒适的安逸的或者是安慰，那动词的话就是你可能安慰别人，所以就是慰问或者是让别人觉得很安逸。那像最近那个前阵子的那个赈灾，花莲赈灾啊，其实有很多就是受难家属其实现在都还蛮难过的。那我觉得我们应该要尽力的去给那些人一些安慰，一些慰问，不管是捐钱帮他们赈灾也好，或者是心灵上给予他们一些支持与鼓励。 So we should do our best to comfort the less fortunate。The less fortunate 就是比较没有那么幸运的人这样子。那这边除了用 comfort， 你也可以把 comfort 当成名词来用，就变成 give comfort to， 所以句子就会变成 We should do our best to give comfort to the less fortunate。 最后我们看到 prioritize， prioritize 是按照优先顺序处理的一个动作。那这个字呢，它的字根是 prior， prior 是优先的，在先的，它是一个形容词。那这边应该你们比较常看到的是它的名词叫做 priority。 什么时候会常看到这个字呢？当你在公车上或者是在捷运上，大众交通运输工具上面都会有一个地方叫做博爱座。博爱座的英文就叫做 priority seat， 因为它就是让有需要的乘客优先礼让他们去坐这个位置，所以用 priority seat。 那 prioritize 这个字可以怎么用呢？这样像是如果今天我们在工作或者是我们在办一件事情的时候有很多个杂物或者是很多项任务要同时处理的话，我们要按照他们的重要性来排出我们处理的先后顺序嘛。这个时候就可以说 We have to try to prioritize these assignments in order of their importance， 就是把这些任务按照重要性排出先后的顺序。 So now let's take a look at the topic sentence again。 And though positivity and resilience has its place, it feels like this sentiment is coming from a discomfort with negative emotions rather than prioritizing the process of healing or working through them. And to be honest, I'm just really tired of trying to mask my negative feelings. So that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Thank you guys and leave your comments below. Don't forget to check the whole video. I'm Stephanie and see you next time.